Let's go out to TB, and I couldn't sleep last night. I was so excited after talking to Terry Bailey about this moral he likes today. I hope he's just as confident. Good morning, TB.
Good morning, guys. How are you, Mick?
Very well, mate. Very well.
I'm worried about you not sleeping because I've tipped you a horse. That sounds like you've got some real issues.
I have a boring life. No. what are your thoughts today?
Hang on, I better turn this blinker off. Here we go. We're all good, Mick. I like Kowai in the first race to beat the $1.75 favourite Samurai. Walked away from Pakenham thinking you'll be winning next time out. Very promising stay. Got a long way out of its ground. Ran a great race. Bit green up the home running. It's going to get a good run today. Back in the field, coming to the outside. We've had a bit of rain, so that should be a positive. And I think it'll beat the favourite. I don't think there's many chances in the race. And you're getting, I think it's $3.60. Was $3.90 yesterday. Got into $3.10. It's $3.60. Mick, so we'll launch into that. And Peter Moody's got a New Zealander coming over in race number four. If it's got four legs, it'll be very hard to beat, I'm tipping, because it's got wonderful form in New Zealand from its only start, Orchestral form around it. It's trialled up. Whether it had a heavyweight rider or not, I'm not too sure. I think it beats those. I don't think there's much opposition. The ones that have raced it, it should be able to handle easily. So we can smash it today. Mick, race one, Kowai number nine. Race four, number nine, and that's Road Cone.
TB, I love it. Good calling today, my friend. Good luck.
I'm on my way. See you, buddy.
Terry Bailey joining us there. So that confidence. Road Cone is backable too. It's at $2.30. And the moral in the first race, one number nine, you can get $3.10. It was $3.60, as TB said, but the money's come into $3.10. That is Seymour today. Time to go to Adam O, because he is the man who is calling all of the action a little later this evening at Cranbourne. And how are you, Adam?
Michael, very well. Yes, we've got nine races at Cranbourne tonight, so an earlier start at 4:40, overlapping that Seymour program. But it's a good competitive card. It's probably one of the stronger Cranbourne nights I've seen in the last couple of weeks. The Class 1 is a good race, despite a small field. Race number 5 and even some of the 58s are very competitive races, with a number of horses dropping back from 64 grade. So looking forward to it.
The rail's true. We're on a soft track with a bit of rain around this week. So where do we go for the better bets?
I thought Think Rock could run very well in race 3, horse number 7 for the Julius Sandu yard. We've seen Julius in good form in recent weeks. It's had the two runs for the stable from a long spell and getting very close to a victory. Stays at 1,000 at Cranbourne. Track and distance that it competed at behind the very impressive Russian Bob Shark. It was last week. That 7-day backup also appeals because it was 40 days between its first and second starts. There's a newcomer in this race, Farisha from Lindsay Park's yard, Ben Will and JD Hayes. It looks to have a lot of speed, this newcomer, this 4-year-old mare, but we've only really seen her over 800 and 700 metres in those jump outs, and so on a soft rated track, 1,000 race conditions. I just really need to see her go around over this distance to be confident we haven't been lured in by her speediness over short trips. So I thought Think Rock, with the race experience, might be able to get the win tonight, race 3, horse 7.
Okay, race 3, number 7, Think Rock at $2.50. Anything else you're wanting to back?
Oh, I thought there was one at double figures in race 8 that could run well. Sandpiper, race 8, horse 12 for the Salinitri yard. She's the daughter of Rebel Raider. She had been raced only up to a mile up until her last start, and she stepped out to 2,050 at Mornington, and she ran really well. She was second to Bossa Nova Lad, who she meets tonight again. I thought if she had got clear prior to the 200 metres, she was following Bossa Nova Lad. If she got clear earlier, she might have made it a real race. I think now that she's a bit more seasoned, having had that run over the trip, she's obviously got a pedigree to run these distances. She can run a good race. Now, she's got a wide gate, so she'll be probably further back in the field than she was last time. But I thought at $15, especially with Bossa Nova Lad at $5.50 and little between them last time, I thought she was at least a good place play. But winning place for me, race 8, horse 12.
Bit of value there. Just quickly, have you got some quaddy numbers?
Yes, very quickly. Race 6 kicking up the quaddy, 2 and 12 into 2, 4 and 8. Into 4, 6, 11, 12, and 1, 2, 6, and 8. That's $96 for 100%.
Good on you, Adam. Good calling tonight.
Michael, cheers.
Adam O joining us. So there.